Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
We got some stuff. A lot came down yesterday, especially in Philadelphia regarding COVID stuff. So just to give you a quick run through, the Philadelphia School District proposed a new plan for the school year so there would be 100% remote learning until at least November. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. Indoor dining has been delayed in Philadelphia until September 1st.
Remember way back when, July 3rd, it was supposed to happen,
It keeps getting bumped. But, yeah. You know, and I kind of don't blame the people making these decisions because all heck is breaking loose everywhere else in the country. And they're saying it's basically because everybody's opening too early.
Right.
So
yeah.
We've been doing really well here in Philly. Let's just keep the status quo.
Florida.
Yeah, I know. Well, and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a stinking mess.
Tennessee
right
is horrible as well. They just had the largest weekly positive tests and fatalities.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah. It's bad. And now let's talk a little bit about sports because the Phillies now are going to be off until Friday. At least, depending on all the COVID tests, right? Like, so we know that they've got the rest of this week off.
Yeah, and the Marlins, because, again, thanks, Florida.
Yeah.
They're done. All their games through Sunday have been canceled. Here's a funny thing. So all their games are postponed through Sunday. Then they're off Monday. It was a scheduled off day. Then who do you think they play beginning Tuesday? The Phillies.
No.
Beginning Tuesday, it's supposed to be the Phillies at Miami.
No. That can't happen.
I know, right?
That can't happen. And how is that even going to happen when they keep giving each other coronavirus and they can't be quarantining for 14 days if they're going to play on Tuesday?
I know. Well, that's what I was thinking because I'm looking at the schedule right here, you know, the revised schedule because the Phillies were supposed to play the Yankees.
Right.
Marlins were supposed to play the Orioles. Now the Yankees are just going to play the Orioles. And I'm looking ahead here. I'm like, oh. Phillies at Miami beginning Tuesday. You can't.
No, we should never play them again. Oh my gosh. That's a horrible idea.
They're going to play all in hazmat suits? That's going to be awkward.
And you know what, though? I do have to say, like, thank you, Phillies. And, well, MLB. It's not the Phillies, but it's the MLB for, like, proving the point of this is why there are so many colleges that canceled fall sports and so many schools and stuff like that that are like, nope, we're just not doing it. Because if these grown men can't keep their hands to themselves, you know, like you can't expect kids to
not. I love the way you word things, by the way.
I mean, think about it. These guys should know better. They should know better. And now word is that they all picked it up while they were in Atlanta because one of the players decided to go out.
Oh, where it shouldn't be, where we would expect.
He went out. and then picked up the coronavirus. That's where he got
maybe
it.
The least of his worries.
Shared it
with
his
buddies.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And then the NFL. So the NFL canceled the preseason, but now there's a whole bunch of players that are like, you know what? Forget it. We're not even going to play. I'm taking the year off.
Yeah. Which, because I know they do still get like a year of vested credit and they still get some money. I mean, not their salary, but that's what's amazing to me to see guys like a guy in the Patriots. So many Patriots are not playing this year, which I think they're like, well, Tom Brady's not here. I ain't going to play.
Right.
But this one linebacker, Dante Hightower, he gets $8 million and he's just opting out. It's like, wouldn't that be nice to just say, no, $8 million? No, don't need it.
Right.
Don't need all those commas and zeros.
I've got this. Well, I mean, when it's that or your health and the health of your family.
And that's where I know a lot of these guys have wives that are pregnant or they have newborns. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a few months off.
I think that it's a very responsible decision.
Yeah. And the Eagles receiver, Marquise Goodwin, who hasn't even played yet because they just got him from, I think, San Francisco or something.
He's already opted out. I'm afraid of this. Yeah, right. I don't blame them.
And it's not even August, so you wonder once things get further and further, how many more players are going to be like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't really want to risk it for 4 months.
I mean, do you see what's happening with baseball? Do you see what's happening?
It's just like you said 3 weeks ago. Why does nobody listen?
I don't know. I don't know, Dave. If we ran the world, things would be very different.
Oh, boy.
Fresh squeezed cage-free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
Well, Andy, speaking of which, I mean, Summers Cruise 2020. You never know. We might be running the world soon.
We should. We're starting a campaign. I like it.
Puppies and martinis in every home.
I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.